Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast. This is Jamie Russo. Thank you for joining me today. If you are not a subscriber to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I release a new episode every single Wednesday, so you don't want to miss out. Here's why today's episode is important. So we're in another wave of COVID and struggling again with demand. We are optimistic about the impact that a vaccine will have. We are optimistic about 2021. One of the segments that gets us excited about demand in 2021 is the work from home segment. So today we're going to talk about how the work from home segment is different from our traditional co-working segments, the entrepreneur, freelancer, small business owner, professional service provider. We're going to talk about who pays their bills, what expectations they have, where they are on the consumer purchase scale, what advertising platforms align with where they are in the buying stage, and some tactics to use on them to get them into the top of our sales funnel. So we are going to dive in a minute. First of all, I'm recording this after Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had a safe Thanksgiving with some Zoom time with their family. We went to Paso Robles, which is a few hours south of where we live. It's like one of the southern wine regions in California, lesser known, but absolutely gorgeous. The Wi-Fi was not great, so we had a low device week, lots of time spent on long walks. We stayed next to a llama farm, and I'd never seen llamas in person. I've had sort of an obsession with llamas recently. They're super adorable, super, super cute. So great week, got to take the dogs, lots of downtime. My daughter and I made our first homemade apple pie. I'd always been super intimidated by pie crusts. I can't recall ever having made a pie crust from scratch or a pie at all, except in the fourth grade, I made a pie, I think, with a crust we bought and some canned cherry filling. So the totally from scratch apple pie was amazing and delicious. And it was a good thing we had lots of exercise time last week because we ate the whole thing and it was amazing. Okay, so this episode is based on a training I did for my community manager university members on using Facebook ads and when they make sense. So I'm not going to give you the whole training. You have to be, membership has its benefits, but I'm going to highlight some of the concepts that we talked about because I think it's important for everyone to be thinking about this work from home segment. So let's talk about our customer segments. So there's a couple of ways to think about this. So there's a bucket of customer segments that know that they need us and they know what we do. And then there's a segment of people that need us, but they don't know about co-working. And if you're in a smaller market, then you've been dealing with that second bucket for a long time. And you knew that you had a heavy lift to do on the education front. But I've been doing prep calls for the GWA conference that's coming up next week. By the way, if you haven't gotten your spot yet, the content is amazing. It's a free conference. It spans 2 days. It's totally fine if you can't make all the sessions. The perspectives and voices, many of them new, and I have been taking pages of notes whenever I sit in on one of the prep calls. I'm moderating a couple of sessions, doing a little bit of emceeing. So one of the sessions I'm moderating is on marketing in this updated phase of the world that we're in. And Sarah Travers, the CEO of Workbar, was talking about So she's been in the industry forever. I think she started with Regis. I don't mean to date her, but she has lots of experience, more than most of us have. And she said she feels like it's 2001 again, where people would walk in and feel like co-working was just invented and, you know, say, this is the most amazing idea. Why didn't I think of this? This is so brilliant. She said, you know, she remembers that happening all the time back then. And she said she's seeing a repeat of it because they're having the work from home crowd show up who never had a reason to think about co-working, right? So there's all these people working at home. We know it's not, you're not doing your best work. You're not your best self when you're working at home every single day. Sometimes it's fine. And so these folks who are starting to recognize that and someone has gotten the concept of co-working in front of them are coming in and they are exposed to it for the very first time and are so excited by the possibilities. So we think co-working is, you know, totally 2015 at this point, but it's new to this huge segment of folks who were working in an office building until March and now they're not. And that's a really, really big percentage of the market. So we think, oh my gosh, that's a huge opportunity. The challenge is most of them have no idea that there's a solution out there. They may not even be entirely problem aware yet. Probably by now, 9 months or whatever we are into this, they're probably starting to be problem aware. Maybe the kids are starting to go back to school and they're realizing, okay, if I don't have to be at home, I don't want to be at home all the time. But they don't know that co-working is a solution. It's never occurred to them that there's this third place, like a gym, where they could have a membership and go be with others or not even be with others, which I think is another important point about this segment. They may not care about all of the same values that we sell to our entrepreneurs, right? They may not be quite so community oriented, or they may be because they're missing that community that they get from their coworkers, you know, the friends they used to have, to go to lunch with or go to happy hour. That's not happening anymore. Or they may just be looking for some heads down time. And Sarah shared that that's a lot of what they're seeing with the folks that are coming to Work Bar. And Work Bar is in downtown Boston, but also has quite a network of, you know, they have the hub and spoke model, lots and lots of locations in suburban areas surrounding Boston, downtown Boston. So they're getting the work from home crowd, the companies that are saying, okay, we recognize this problem, we'll give a stipend to our members or our employees to join a space like a Work Bar. And she said, they're coming in, they're pretty heads down. Anyway, if you haven't registered for the GWA conference, you can hear Sarah share her perspective and story along with Jeff Johnson, who's VP of Sales of Industrious, and Javier, I'm going to mess up his whole name, Garcia. He has more names. He is a CEO. He's been on the podcast before. Great story of iOS offices in Mexico. That is just one of the sessions. You can go to globalworkspace.org, click on events. You'll get to the conference site. I will also put the link in the show notes. So back to our topic today. We have the segment out there who need us and know that they do. And they know about co-working. And then we have the work from home crowd who maybe is starting to be problem aware, but is not solution aware. They don't know about co-working. So let's talk about how people find co-working. There are active searchers who are aware and actively searching for a solution to their workspace need. There are folks that are aware, but not actively searching. And then we have folks that are not aware and not actively searching. So active searchers generally will come to us through Google, right? Or SEO. So we're kind of working both of those angles. We pay Google to put us first if we're not on, you know, the top three or four organic results. And at the same time, we're working on our SEO so that when somebody Googles, you know, co-working San Francisco, we show up. So our active searchers are going to find us usually through Google or SEO. Or maybe they're looking on Craigslist. That's very market dependent, works really well in some markets. One of my community manager group members, we did our Design to Thrive in 2021 planning session today. She said she gets great results in Facebook Marketplace, which totally surprised me. So I love that. And then we have the aware but not actively searching folks. So those folks may come to us. They're not Google searching for us, right? They're not on Google Maps. They're not typing in, you know, co-working near me in their search bar. So we might need to get in front of them another way. That might be referrals. That might be direct mail. That might be Facebook ads or Instagram ads, which was the subject of my training for the community manager group. And then we have the not actively searching and not aware group. And I would put the work from home folks in that category. So when we're thinking about who it falls into those buckets, our active searchers are probably, so folks who find us on Google, startups that have a lot of uncertainty. They want the flexibility. They're not signing a lease. And the startup community in general is aware of co-working because that word of mouth happens fast, right? And investors don't want long-term leases. So they get educated really quickly about the option of co-working. Other active searchers, lonely freelancers. So they have been at home. They don't like being at home. They've been doing this for a long time. They understand being at home does not help them do their great best work every day. So they're looking on Google. Organizations that need to meet sometimes, they often will find us through search. Service professionals that can't meet clients at home, they'll find us on search. Not actively searching, but aware might be a small business with an unwanted lease or parents at home with kids that they can't leave. So they know this is a solution. They don't have a way to join you right now. So Facebook ads make sense for those who are not actively searching and not aware. They have a problem. They have a workspace problem, but they aren't aware of the solution. And so we need to educate them and get in front of them with that education and that solution and get them into the top of our co-working sales funnel. So if you think about a co-working sales funnel, like literally visualize a funnel. At the top of the funnel, which is the wide part, you know, we're trying to get leads into our website. So we want to get as many people as possible exposed to our website or maybe our Google My Business listing where they can quickly figure out where we are, learn more about us, see if it's a fit. And then we want them to schedule a tour. We want them to show up for a tour. We want to give them an amazing tour. We want to do our follow-up sequence. We want to get them in for a trial day maybe and convert them to membership. So we can't get the work from home folks into the sales funnel until they know they have a problem that can be solved by co-working. So we need to educate them and then get them into the top of the funnel. The easy people to get into the top of the funnel are the active searchers who are already aware and are already searching. So they go to Google, they find us through an ad or SEO, and they drop into the top of our funnel. So the not actively searching, not aware folks, Facebook is an option, right? So it's a way for us to interrupt them or Instagram and educate them. So for the folks that are not actively searching and not aware, we need to get in front of them, right? So think about the folks on Facebook or Instagram as being a cold audience, right? They don't know you. They don't know about the solution. They might scroll right past you. They've not heard of you. They live in your geographic target area and fall into your ideal customer avatar, but they haven't interacted with you. They've not been to your space. They don't know about you. They may not even know about co-working at all. So you want to help them learn about co-working, learn the why co-working is a solution for their challenge of working from home. We want to activate their interest. So maybe we get them to register for an event, might be virtual. We want them to help get to know us, or we want them to opt into our newsletter, which might be in the form of a freebie that we offer to tempt them to opt into our newsletter because they don't know why they're interested in our newsletter. And then eventually we might ask them to come in for a free co-working day, buy a day pass, rent a meeting room, or join us as a member. And I think an important note that I made in my training is a lot of advertisers go straight to the ask. So the framework, which I learned from a woman named Tracy Morgan, I'm going to put her info into the show notes because, so this is episode 177. If you go to the website, you can find the show notes for episode 177. And I will put a link to Tracy Morgan's website in case you're interested in learning more about Facebook ads. I'm not here to train you on Facebook ads. You do need training on Facebook ads to do them right. This is not generally something you can learn to do well on your own. And for our sides of business, it typically is not really an option to outsource them. It's more generally more expensive to outsource them. You'll spend more money outsourcing than you will on the actual ad. So somebody on your team may want to learn how to do them in-house. But when we're talking about our work from home segment, we need to educate them and warm them up before we go and sell to them because they don't know why. So we will just they'll scroll right past us if we're going straight for the ask. So we need to date. We need to start with first base and go to second base before we ask for marriage. So think about helping them learn about co-working. Maybe that's through video. Maybe you're doing member interviews. Maybe you're highlighting members or highlighting. Eventually, it'll be events in your space. I think, though, the most compelling way to get people to learn about your space is to highlight member profiles because they want to know that this solution works for other people like them. So make sure when you're thinking about your marketing, if you're going to target this work from home segment, what's important to them? What do they want out of the space? What are they curious about? Are entrepreneurs, so I would say for a small business or an entrepreneur, professional service person, somebody with a consulting group, whatever it may be, they're probably very interested in the other entrepreneurs in your space because they want to see that there are other people along the same journey that they can connect with and you know, kind of like-minded folks in the space, even if they're not the exact same. We want a diversity of folks in our membership most often, but people want to know that they'll be among people who are going through the same type of life journey as them. And so if a work from home person thinks that co-working spaces are only for tech startups, they're not going to see that as a solution for them, right? So tell a story, offer them a transformation, offer them a view into the life of someone like them that is a member in your space. Show them what the possibilities are for someone like them, not just your tech startups or your small business owner, because they may not relate to that profile. So, you know, think about who your ideal community avatar is from that work from home segment. Get super clear on what's important to them, what they're looking for. Maybe they're looking for a heads down space or a place to meet or, you know, a place to collaborate with a group eventually. Probably today it's really about heads down work and getting out of, I personally don't work well at home. I 100% empathize with the don't do my best work at home. I need a change of scenery. So I don't know if I shared this. I had to take my car to get serviced a few weeks ago. It was probably about 3 weeks ago now. And I asked ahead of time if they had Wi-Fi and if it was okay if I just waited while they did the service because it was about 20 minutes away from my house. And so I took my laptop and I got my Starbucks on the way. And it was like such a great morning to be working somewhere besides home. I've been working at home. I don't have a co-working space near me except WeWork. And so I have not joined one. And then I'm in California. We just went back to Purple, which means we are also not supposed to go to the office. And then I had to do some 2021 planning. I went to my daughter's learning pod space to do my work because I don't think the same at home as I do when I'm away from home. And I think there are people that recognize that. And so show them, connect those dots for them, right? Get super clear on what's important to them and what their underlying needs are. I hear a lot of people talking about how we know this, it's preaching to the choir, but we're not talking to people who know it already, right? So we have to back ourselves up and remember what it's like to not know all the benefits and the fact that it's costing people to be at home. But people are saying, you know, it's really hard to separate work life and home life. And I think lots of the, you know, corporate employees always used to dream of working from home because they wanted to get rid of the commute. You know, they wanted to work in their sweatpants, whatever was appealing to them. And now that they're doing it, they realize, oh, there are a lot of trade-offs to being at home. And a co-working space that's really close to home can solve those problems. We have to speak directly to those problems. So determine what your strategy is to get them to be aware of you, to get to know you, to activate their interest, and then eventually ask them to come in for a trial day or however it is that you want them to get to know you. Or it may be, you know, simply a tour. And then create your ads and your landing pages and your thank you pages and get yourself set up in Facebook ads. So this is not an argument specifically for Facebook ads, but it was the intention of today's episode is really just to talk about that work from home segment and the fact that they are different from the traditional members that we likely attract. Probably over time, we've had some remote workers who are coming in, but maybe not very many. And so we mostly talk to the other segments, the small business owners, the startups, the professional service folks. So talking to this group is new and different. A couple of other notes I would make about this segment. They may have different expectations around safety and internet security, for example, than your other members may have because they're coming from a corporate office. So our startups who didn't already, you know, work at Facebook or Google or some amazing corporate campus may have fairly low expectations. You know, if you're coming from the kitchen counter or Starbucks, you're thrilled with most co-working spaces. But I think a challenge of this work from home segment may be that their corporate office, it, you know, has a level of support and amenities and whatnot that will be different than a co-working space. And one of the conversations we were having around sort of security and comfort and prep for the GWA conference was talking about, you know, a lot of corporate offices are really, you know, going through every level of detail to make the workplace safe. So special air filtration, making everything touchless. And there will be a number of co-working spaces out there who have not made those investments. And so know that you may struggle with the work from home segment who is going to the corporate office once we go back. Maybe they're going to the corporate office a couple days a week and they'd want to come to your space a couple days a week. There may be a significant contrast in experience if corporate office has implemented, you know, all the touchless things, all the safety protocols, you know, door opens with, you know, facial recognition, whatever it is. If our technology has not been upgraded to support that, we may not be able to go after the work from home segment that's sensitive to those safety requirements. The other thing I would say is that this segment may also be a challenge because the parent company may not be comfortable paying for a third space yet. There's a lot of liability for companies to put people in third places like co-working spaces. So they, while independent operators are very well positioned geographically, so now independent operators used to be in suburban areas that were maybe a little quieter with less demand, and now, oh, that's where the action is, and there's lots of excitement around that, but the work from home segment may not have someone to pay for that for them, and they are not an entrepreneur. And so they may not just have gotten to the point where they think it's normal to pay for workspace, right? They have a headquarters that they could go to, or they work from home. It may still be a leap for them to pay if their company's not giving them a stipend or, you know, paying the co-working space directly for a certain number of spaces. So folks are having success with this. Sarah Travers from Work Bar shared on our prep call, they're having success, but they're pretty scrappy. They have a marketing group. You know, they're going directly to companies and selling this work from home package. So the independent operator does not have, you know, the same resources to make that happen. Your best bet is to be listed on the Liquid Spaces, the Instant Offices, the Desk Passes, the coworker.coms, where folks are going to search for local solutions. And they may, those platforms are probably selling to enterprises. So make sure you're listed on those, but know that getting that work from home segment to pay may be a challenge. And then aligning with their expectations around security and safety may also be a challenge. So just a couple of thoughts I wanted to share about the work from home segment. Start thinking. So we've been doing our 2021 planning with a workshop. We had our second session today, which was really about getting numbers on paper and saying, okay, what are our monthly targets? How are we going to get there? And if the work from home segment is on your mind as a way to generate revenue and find a broader segment that has a pain point of working from home, just be aware that your marketing and your approach to that segment likely needs to be different from what you've been doing for the startups and other folks. So lots to think about, just kind of planting some seeds about a framework for thinking about that group. Hope you are all hanging in there and heading into an enjoyable holiday season, getting ready for 2021, doing your planning and thinking about how to successfully prepare yourself to take advantage of the demand once we get through this this ongoing period of struggle that we're seeing. So we will talk to you next week.